Air travel. Just ruined it, man. Remember it used to be fun to fly? You'd have like a 12 o'clock flight, leave your house at 11:30. And make it! Remember you used to be able to pick your grandmother up at the gate? That's right. Now by the time you get her, she done had a heart attack. She's just dead going around a conveyor belt. You got a ticket for dead grandma? And they got all the security. They take your shoes. They take your shampoo. When did shampoo become so dangerous? They take your shampoo, you get through security, and then they sell shampoo at the gift shop. Sometimes they try to sell you your own shampoo back. I know my prel when I see it. Yo, I'm tired of all the security. Yo, they need an airline for people that don't give a fuck. They need an airline with absolutely no security for people that are in a hurry and willing to take their lives in their own hands. That's what they need. I pay an extra $50 for that shit. They need to call it Risky Airlines. Try Risky Airlines, Muslims half price. That's right, the bigger the beard, the more leg room you get. They don't even have tickets. They just stamp your hand like you at a club. You'd be like, I was in already. And Risky Airlines, all our pilots are bad apples.
Welcome to the Nerds Podcast. I'm your host, Matt Ginnert, alongside Brandon Valentine.
Hello, hello.
Oh, and welcome back after we both had extended weeks away.
Yes. Yes, we did.
That happened while we were away.
I did.
And that was Chris Rock, by the way. Chris Rock was one of the first comedy albums I bought after watching Dice Man's HBO special on the Black Box. I bought his, I can't even remember. Something Roll With It, the one that had the Tossed Salad Man and stuff like that on it.
Okay.
Yeah. I fucking love Chris Rock stand-up. I love Chris Rock, just actor. What was your take on the Oscars?
I don't know. I mean, I didn't watch enough of it. The hardest part for me is, I don't know. I mean, at first, there was a lot of things that I looked at where I thought, this is freaking staged. This is bullshit. But at the more I see into it, I don't really think it was. You know, I kind of at first thought, you know, I mean, not to sound bad, but I mean, look at, you know, Chris Rock is someone who's been good, but hasn't really been in the news lately. And then all of a sudden this happens, bam, his freaking star is rising a little bit. You know, nobody gives a fuck about the Oscars anymore. Now suddenly we're talking about it. But then at the same time, I'm like, one, what does Will Smith get out of it before he decides the fun of slapping Chris Rock? So, I mean, like I said, at first there was a lot of things that I was like, oh no, this is staged. This is some Hollywood bullshit. But then the more I've looked into it, I don't know. I mean, I think that, you know, Will Smith got upset. He reacted in a complete wrong way. Yeah. So I was shocked by it. It was someone I didn't expect that from him, but who knows? I mean, it could be one of those things. He's been, not to sound bad, been being made fun of quite a bit lately for his relationship with his wife. And maybe this is his way to see, I really am a man, but I don't know.
Yeah. I thought at first too, right. Especially watching the video. And then you start piecing, either when he went, sat back down and was like, keep your name or my wife's name out your fucking mouth.
Yeah.
That was as serious as you can get. So if that was staged, he needs another Oscar for that fucking performance. Because it's,
the first time I saw it, I did not see that part. I just saw him walk up, smack him. It looks like he's walking away.
He's smiling.
Like, fucking up his shirt and he's smiling and you're like, what the fuck? And even Chris Rock's like kind of like, huh, and smiling and everything. So it's like, that just looked like a fucking act. But then when they, I saw a later one and I saw him like sitting there, you know, get my wife's name out your fucking mouth. I'm like, I've seen him angry in movies, but that was Oscar worthy.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. He deserved another trophy if that's acting. But then when you when you see the cops were involved and Chris Rock not pressing charges, but then you get the follow-up a few days later that Will Smith's out of the academy, that they're still going to discipline him. Netflix dropped two of his movies that he was contracted to do for him. Like, yeah, it was probably pretty real. What cracked me up was he's laughing at the joke. And and then Jada looks at him, and that's when he walks up on stage. So I'm not sure he necessarily had a problem with it. His problem was going to be Jada fucking another 26-year-old in front of him.
Yeah.
You know. Yeah, I don't know. It, I'm in the same line as one, I guess, alopecia's not like a crazy untouchable disease. It's just not. Especially in a situation like that at the Oscars. You know. Yeah. But
and it's then, one of those things. I mean, Will Smith, I mean, he's made fun of people for years for different things. So, I mean, it's part of fucking comedy. You make fun of people.
Yeah. And like I said, you're at the Oscars, right? I would have loved to seen Ricky Gervais in that situation. Like, I don't know if that shit happened last year when Ricky Gervais was hosting.
Yeah.
I just don't. And I've seen so many things that I agree with. You know, for the first time, you get your first African-American produced Oscars. And then you have the quote-unquote black-on-black crime. Like, I've seen lots of people talking about that and how that doesn't look good.
No, it doesn't, but...
You know, it hits all those stereotypes that are negative. And then, the other thing that really kind of resonated with me was the talk about how this now opens up the fear of opening up the door for anybody in your audience to walk up and smack the shit out of you.
See, and at first I had an issue. I thought about that. And then the more I thought about it though, I'm like, I don't know.
Yeah, but people look at the slightest things. What happened to Will Smith?
Nothing.
A millionaire lost a couple movies and doesn't go to the Oscars anymore. Like, nothing affected his life. He's in his 50s, as rich as rich can be, you know. And you know damn well that within a year, he'll be back in the studio filming a new movie.
Oh, yeah.
You just do, right? Yeah, he may have lost his two Netflix movies, but you can't tell me somebody like Lionsgate, who hasn't had a star on one of their movies in 10 years, doesn't, you know, hey, come make a movie for us.
Oh, yeah, easy.
I mean, for fuck's sake, he had Louis C.K. win Comedy Album of the Year.
Did he?
Yeah, at the Grammys. His first special since all his shit went down, which his shit wasn't allegations. It was all admitted to.
Yeah.
And he put out a special and won Comedy Album of the Year.
Jesus.
So, Will Smith will be fine.
He will be. It's just one of those things that it, but I do agree. I mean, that was one of the things that I'm still not sure on it. I kept thinking about the fact of, you know, will that make people think that they can come up and, you know, but I mean, in all reality, not to sound bad, you step up on stage to me and my first comment is going to be pretty much you step on the stage to me. That's assault. And I'm fighting back.
Well, yeah, but it still doesn't stop it from happening.
No, it doesn't.
And I don't know about you, but me personally, if I'm on stage, I would like for the confrontation not to happen.
Oh, yeah. I mean, me too. I
have no problem defending myself. But I don't want somebody to think that that now that this happened, that they can do it too. You know.
Yeah.
Kudos to Chris Rock, though, for how he handled it.
And see, that was part of the thing for me, too, where at first I was like, it's staged. I mean, the way he handles it, not to sound bad, but who the fuck gets pretty much slapped in the face? Don't pull your hands out from behind your back. But he had enough still, like, he was thinking enough to think, if I retaliate, that's going to make this 100 times worse. So I'm just going to keep my hands behind my back, just freaking laugh it off, and do what I do. And by doing that, it made him, I mean, not sound bad. He came out smelling like roses because he's like, cool, this happened, but I'm not going to retaliate because if I do.
But look what not retaliating got him. His shows that the tour was already on.
It sold out.
All of them, like his ticket price or ticket sales soared just fucking through the roof. Right?
So, but like I said, that's what was amazing was he had the wherewithal not to, and he knew that that was going to make him come out of this better.
Yeah. Yeah, but Chris Rock doesn't have, you know, I mean, he could probably do it. He's probably more clear-headed. He doesn't have all the life shit going on with him right now. Like you said, he's been out of the news. He's, you know, just kind of doing stand-up right now. He's made a couple. Actually, he had that really good, it was a chapter of the book of Saw that he came out with that he made and starred in, and that did really well. Yeah. But so he's been out there, but he doesn't. His divorce is over. It's been over for a while now. He lost all his money. He's recouping. You know, that could be part of it too. When you don't have the Will Smith dough, you just sit there and take it and hope it helps your career.
Yeah, and I mean, but I think it was just he had, like you said, he had the wherewithal to just not.
Yeah. You know,
he didn't do anything. He didn't, you know, oh, I should probably, you know.
But what part of you have ever thought Chris Rock to be a violent, retaliatory person?
No one, none. But I mean, still, even if you're not a violent, retaliatory person, someone comes up and smacks you, you're going to.
No, most people would. But there's those people that just don't have it in them.
Yeah, and he just apparently didn't. I mean, he's just like, nope, cool, this happened, but I'm not going to. I mean, like I said, I was very impressed with the way he handled it.
But I mean, in all honesty, if Will Smith is walking up to you, what thought in your head before a week ago was, oh, Will Smith's going to smack the shit out of me. I got to be prepared.
Not none.
And then after Will Smith smacks you, what's your first thought in your head? Probably exactly what Chris Rock's was. Will Smith just smacked the shit out of me. What the fuck?
Yeah. Which honestly was the funniest part of, I think, the whole thing.
Yeah.
was the fact that he's just like, Will Smith just slapped the shit out of me. And you're like,
yeah, he did. yes, he did. Oh, yeah. So I don't know. It's funny. It's probably way more blown out of proportion than it needs to be.
And I think it is. And I think that was part of the thing. It's so blown out of proportion, but I mean, and I think that's because all of us were, you know, really looking for something because we were bored, but
it could very well be as well. Yeah.
I mean, you know, we're looking for good news because right now everything on the news is Ukraine, everything else. So we're just like, okay, you know, this happened.
I'm not sure that was good news though.
Not good news, but I mean, it was something other than dead people.
Yeah. Although Chris Rock's size and stature, a smack like that could have killed him.
It could have.
he's, but it not didn't. A big dude. No. He's not a big dude. And Will Smith got pretty jacked recently. Like, I've been watching his TikToks for the last year.
Yeah.
And a while ago, it showed, you know, him getting pretty hefty. And I think it was for the King Richard role, right? Because Richard Williams was a little bit heavy set And then it was a lot of him being back in the gym to get back to Muhammad Ali shape.
Yeah.
So, anywho, I laughed. I thought it was funny.
It was very interesting.
So, so Texas, how was her?
It was good. I mean, it was
your
nice.
Your bags
and,
packed?
What, to move there?
Yeah.
No, I mean, every time we go down there, it's closer and closer to Amber being like, yep, this is what we're doing. Mm-hmm. But it was fun. I mean, it was nice. It was warm. The Spartan races were, I mean, there were Spartan races. I got to hang out with Big D for a couple of days. But yeah, it was nice and warm, and the Alamo is tiny. I've never been there until now. It's like the size of my house.
Yeah.
Like, I expected from the movies it to be this big, huge, crazy thing, and it's like, nope, it's like the size of my house.
Not quite big enough to remember in 2022?
Yeah, no, yeah. It wasn't that. I'm like, wow, it's kind of small. I mean, it's kind of cool. I mean, it was cool to see it where all this happened, but I mean, it was still just like, wow. But we did the San Antonio River Walk, which is really cool.
I've heard about that I've seen different Travel Channel things on that.
Oh, it's amazing. It's just like, it's almost like Venice, like with all the things you think of Venice with like the you know, the rivers going through town. That's exactly what it is. It's just like the river going through town. You can walk right down by the river. They have
cool little bistros all up and down it too, right? Little restaurants, yep.
Little restaurants. And I mean, they had the Hard Rock was there. They have the Hard Rock. They have Bubba Gump's, but then also along with those, they have the little bistros, and then they have, you know, Margaritaville and a couple other things down through there. So it's really cool. I mean, and it's a long expansive road river. So, I mean, it was pretty cool to see. And then, yeah, we went over to Houston for a couple of days too. So that was pretty cool. And down the Galveston to the water, and, you know, I loved it. And, you know, Amber, like I said, every time we go there, she's just more and more like, yep, this is what we're doing. So
it's coming.
She loves it. And I mean, it's one of those, I mean, I don't know. I'm okay with it, but it's still weird to me to think about.
Yeah.
So
it's probably getting weirder to think about because it's probably coming closer to a reality.
It is. It is. Because I mean, I even had it when I got back on Friday, I had a conversation with my work, and I didn't realize this, but while I was down there, there was 4 people from my company in Texas.
Yeah.
Including me, and 2 of them were at a conference, and during that conference part of their job was to look for possibility of an office down there. So
now,
so one part of that idea of that is me moving down there to take it over.
Now it's even becoming more lucrative.
Yeah,
very
so
cool.
That made it even more of a like, oh, so yeah,
very nice. Yeah. How'd you do in the Spartan?
I finished them. It was brutal. They had an issue with the venue, and instead of making like normally there's two different distances of races and they make 2 different loops. Well, they weren't able to do the bigger loop. So we just did 2 laps of the smaller loop, which meant that instead of like the normal 30 obstacles, we did over 50 in 6 miles. And so by the end of it, like I could barely lift my arms to do any of the obstacles. I'm like, this is bullshit. But it was fun though. It was a blast. I got done with it, finished them both, and you know,
right on.
And then, yeah, had fun. It was good.
Comedy last night go good?
It did. It went really good. I haven't seen Morgan Preston in a while, and I kind of warned Allison, who was the host, who I've been doing a few things with her, because she's got some, she's been really pushing on the scene lately, and I kind of warned her. I'm like, Morgan's special.
Yeah.
And she's like, oh, like bad way? I'm like, no, you'll figure it out. But it's Morgan. And Morgan was phenomenal. He had everyone going. I mean, I will be honest, like I usually tell the comedians and warn them, like they don't like the horse fucker jokes that much, but he literally actually went through the whole thing and did multiple times mentioned it and had him laughing every time.
Good.
But he did it in a very different way. I did about 25 minutes. So it's been a long time since I did that much. So I had fun with it. I mean, I wasn't happy with my set, but you know me, I'm never am. So that's kind of a personal issue I have, but.
Yeah. I know it all too well. I know it all too well.
Hey, you're as bad as I am.
Huh?
Said you'd do it too.
That's what I'm saying. I know it all too well. Yeah. I did it.
Yeah,
I did it Wednesday. I know.
Yeah.
Because
I sat there.
I performed in Vegas.
Oh, did you?
I did.
Nice.
And maybe getting signed by Monster.
Really?
Yeah. Yeah.
Like, and doing what?
Comedy.
Where? Just like everywhere? Or?
Well, like Brian Regan's one of our comics. We sponsor him. They have a list of like 10, 15 comics they sponsor.
Uh-huh.
Yep. I fell backwards into it.
Ron Pusha.
No. No, not had nothing to do with Ron. I gave the right guy shit, and he took it seriously and threw me on stage. The big boss of my position out of California, every time I talk to him, he knows I've done comedy before, and every time I talk to him, like, first words out of his mouth is, hey, corporate hat's off, you need to tell me a fucking something funny. I need a story, I need something.
Yeah.
Like, don't worry, no HR, just tell me something. And so we get there Monday, whatever. Tuesday, like, the list of some of the events after our classes starts hitting our phones.
Mm-hmm.
And it's called the Java Roast. And so I'm thinking it's going to be a comedy roast. The roast just went with the Java bean coffee. But I ended up just bumping into him in a bar. And I was like, what the fuck, man? You know I'm a comic. I can't believe you didn't push to get me on this show. This is fucking, like, just giving him shit.
Yeah.
He literally picked up his phone. 2 minutes later, put it down and said, you're on tomorrow night. Don't let me down. I go, what? He goes, don't you ever call me out. He goes, I got connections. I was like, dude, I was just flipping you shit.
Yeah, that flipped him shit. Bit you the ass, did it?
Yeah, so I ended up featuring, going second to last. And I didn't think I did good, but fucking killed it. And then about an hour ago, I got a text from that guy. He was sitting on the call for the Java team that put that on.
Yeah.
And he said the first 10 minutes was all about how much I fucking killed it.
Nice.
After the show, the Java team grabbed, I was talking to them. They grabbed all my information. They were like, would you be willing to travel to the different BUs around the country and when we put on our events, perform? My first question was, how much did these guys get paid tonight? Because I didn't get paid a fucking thing.
Yeah.
And I was like, how much did these guys? And so I did 15 minutes. All the other three comics they hired did a half hour.
Yeah.
They made 10 grand a piece.
Oh.
Yeah, is what I was told. They made 10 grand a piece. I was like, yeah, for that money, I'll fucking, you betcha. I'm like, you put me on four of them a year, and I just made my year's salary.
Yeah.
You know. So we'll see if it goes anywhere. But, yeah. Turned out okay, I guess.
I guess.
And then really weird, so I'm sitting there. I didn't sit in the green room, right? I wasn't a paid comic. I sat out at the table with Special K and another guy from our team. And we're sitting there, and I see this dude walk by with this lady. And I grab the Java guy, and I'm like, hey, is that Big J, Big Irish J Hollinsworth? He goes, I don't know. He's just here with that. He goes, the lady you walked by with is the headliner tonight. And I was like, oh, okay. I'm like, do you mind if I go in the green room? He's like, no, dude, if you want to go hang out there, go hang out. Sure as shit, it was Big J, Big Irish J. He was best friends with the headliner, or good friends, or whatever.
Yeah.
And what's really funny is that morning on Facebook, in my memories, the show for Jack FM, where he threw me off stage at the parlor for making fun of him, popped up that morning. So I go back and talk to him. He doesn't remember me at all, or pretending like he didn't remember me or whatever, but yeah. So we'll see what happens, but I'm not going to turn it down.
No, that's pretty good. Yeah, no, I had fun last night, but it was one of those, like I said, you know me, I freaking beat myself up on everything, and I was not happy with my set, but.
Yeah, no, I hear you. Like I said, I went and wrote basically everything but my opener, new 15 minutes, about an hour before the show. I disappeared, went up to my room. Yeah. And then, because it was all professional, I didn't take shit up on stage with me. Forgot half of what I was going to say.
Yeah. Well, it's always tough when it's your first time in a long time. That was like me last night. I mean, it had been a long time since I did that much. And I even warned, like, I may not get to freaking 30 minutes, but we'll see.
Yeah. Yeah, no, that was my first time since the pandemic, besides one online show.
Yeah.
So, yeah, it was interesting, but I came off stage and the guy that got me up there, he was like, oh my God, dude, thank fucking God. He goes, I put my fucking neck on the line. And he goes, I'll be honest with you, I was worried as shit because I've never seen your stand-up.
Yeah, that's always the tough when you haven't seen someone. So.
He goes, I just put faith on it from our conversations we've had. And he's like, you did not let me down.
That's good. I mean, you know, you didn't let him down. Everything worked out good. I mean, right on.
And then Thursday morning, walking the halls of the casino, man, just everybody. Oh, my God, I saw you last night. Oh, my God. Oh, my. People that weren't at the show. Dude, I heard about you last night. They fucking announced it on the main stage theater, like just in our breakout rooms. Yeah, it was pretty cool.
That is pretty cool. I mean, yeah. Oh, fuck. I wish. Yeah, no, last night, and like I said, I beat myself up, but that's cool. I mean, I hope it goes somewhere.
Yeah, we'll see. The other thing is I might be doing a podcast for him too. We have our own. That would just go out to the Monster team.
Yeah.
But, oh, I can't take that right now. I'm recording. It's actually one of the big guys, but yeah.
Uh-oh.
That's all right. I think he's calling about, he's getting me PBR tickets.
Oh, you bastard.
For this weekend.
You bastard.
Yeah, I did, I made a lot of really good connections. We're going to go back to Vegas in October. And I got all access backstage passes to a 3-day punk festival down there. And there, I talked to our events guy and he hooked me up after the comedy show. He's like, dude,
awesome.
Anything you want to see, man? Like what's going on? I'm like, fuck yeah. So
nice.
Yep. Yeah, I go to L.A. next month for two different times to do different work, and back to L.A. in fucking June as well for work. So.
You're doing all sorts of traveling for work.
Yeah, I will be. I'm hoping, man. I'm hoping. I played all my cards right. Besides the first night, like I said.
We all have that. You got that. But at least you got that out in the beginning. You just got rid of it. It's done.
Well, I didn't embarrass myself. I just disappeared and went to fucking bed. But the first night was our concert was Pennywise and Steel Panther. I didn't make that show. And that would have been the one I wanted to see.
That would be a good one.
Yeah. The other people that played, I had no clue who they were. We went and saw Common Kings. I had no clue who they were. They were fantastic, though. Kind of a Caribbean style band.
Mm-hmm.
They were really good. And then some EDM. And I walked in and I went, yep, this is not my scene. And I walked out. And then the last night was a heavy metal techno. Like the boom, 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 boom for the techno music, but him screaming like heavy metal in the microphone.
Heavy metal techno. That sounds very odd.
Let's see if I could find something by him. His name was Sullivan King. And
so weird. Heavy metal techno.
That would be the best way I could describe it. Oh, he's coming to the Soto. Sullivan King, Seattle, 2022. Showbox Soto. Everything up popping up is like 3 hours long, but let's just click on one here and see. Oh, I bet you commercial. I'm gonna catch it. Oh, look at me. I'm on fucking.
You catch it?
I'm on fucking fire.
Yeah.
All right. Now I can skip ad. Look at that. Perfect. I have no. This is a live thing.
Who the fuck is ready to rage today? This lonely empty.
Let's see if we can fast forward. Like I said, it wasn't. Heavy metal techno.
Yeah, because they look like they're ravers. It doesn't look like your typical heavy metal. They look like ravers. It's like that old lady right there. Oh. Headbang.
But with rhythm.
Yeah.
And black people.
That is insane. We look popular.
Well, this is a festival, so.
Oh, it's true.
Yeah. No clue who he was. I guess he's one of Monster's. It was okay. We kind of sat in the back and hung out, you know.
Sometimes those are the best ones, though.
Yeah. We did that night. We went down to Fremont. No lowercase T in sight.
Oh,
man. To be honest, Fremont was pretty disgusting. I was really, really sad. It started looking like downtown Seattle.
Oh no.
Yeah, I was not pleased at all.
That is one thing I have to say. When I was in Texas, I saw a one tent encampment. That was it. And it was like hidden under a freeway. And then like the next day we drove by and it wasn't there anymore.
Yeah. Probably got too hot for him.
Probably.
However, I did promote us, and over the week, we got 111 new followers.
Wow.
Yeah.
That's awesome.
So, and one particular I was going to give a shout-out to, this guy cracked me up. His name's Michael.
It's a horrible name.
Yeah. I know, that's why people change it.
Yes, exactly. To Brandon.
Let me just describe, set the picture up for you here. Mullet, one of the best mullets I've ever seen in my life.
They're coming back.
Like fucking Billy Ray Cyrus, good, curly, fucking beautiful fucking mullet, right? Probably a little bit shorter than I am. Baseball player, talked about how he wanted to be pro and was trying to get semi-pro, stuff like that. Has a little bit of a, I wouldn't say accent, but just kind of the way he talks. And as we're talking, finally I was like, oh, so where do you work at? Are you down south? He's like, nope, I do downtown Detroit is my route. You do what?
Hey.
You do fucking what? So. Wow.
Downtown Detroit. Ooh.
Yeah.
I was just watching the thing. I've been watching God. What's his name? Freaking Jeff Goldblum. The World According to Jeff Goldblum.
Oh, okay. On Disney?
On Disney. And he just did a whole thing on bikes. And apparently there's like every Monday, like bicycles, pedal bikes, like every Monday in Detroit, there's this huge like bicycle get together and they just ride through town. And it's like 3,000 to 5,000 bikes.
I actually know like about every that Monday. Without watching the show. There's a guy on TikTok. His name's Colin, and then a bunch of numbers. He's the Matthew. He looks like Matthew Broderick.
And all right.
He actually not Matthew McConaughey. Matthew Broderick.
It's all the same thing.
Ferris Bueller is not the same as
Ferris Bueller. It's not.
No, Inspector Gadget is not the same.
Whatever.
And
Matthew Broderick's probably cooler.
He's a bike rider. And he'll show different when he hits it. Yeah, he'll show different, you know, TikToks of him.
Yeah. So it was pretty cool. I saw it and I was like, wow. You know, they showed some video of it and Jeff Goldblum going through it and got a Detroit Bicycles and like went there and got a really nice bike made for himself. So yeah.
Very cool.
That's kind of cool. Since I've been doing triathlons now, I've been looking more and more at bikes and just like he even went to the place that makes the bike like I have, my version. So
well,
it's one of the few American made bikes. But
yeah.
That's why this freaking $2,000 bike.
I mean, I'm still dead set against exercise, but
thank God I didn't pay the $2,000 for the bike, but it's a $2,000 bike.
Oh, yep. Speaking of Disney, did you watch Moon Knight?
I did not watch this week. So I watched last
week. This week they come out Thursday, so we're good.
That was Wednesday. Okay, whatever. But I watched the first one.
Yeah, me too.
Yeah,
me too.
So far, I mean,
I'm confused. I've been confused at most of them.
Yeah. I'm loving it so far. I'm confused. I love the idea. I think as we get to know more about Moon Knight, and I think it's one of those ones that's cool that it's like Benton knows it. Benton, he was so excited when he heard about Moon Knight. But it's – I like the ones that I don't know about because now I'm learning something new.
Yeah. Yeah, I only know him really by name. I don't know the story. I don't know, you know, any of that stuff. I did, after that first episode, kind of Wikipedia'd him just to – get a little, you know, and I know they're going to veer off of the comics, but just to kind of get a little background so I know what I'm looking at. He has no superpowers.
Yeah, I know that.
He gets visions every once in a while. But it sounds like he's a Deadpool where he's a merc is what he started out at. He was in the CIA in the military, and so he's good with weapons and hand-to-hand combat and shit like that. And before he went crazy to have these multiple personalities.
Yeah.
And
that's what was cool about it. I mean, it's just like, whoa, yeah.
And then Kinshu take over his body every once in a while.
Yeah. But, oh, this stupid one's back. That cracked me up every time. Oh, the stupid one's back.
Yeah. I liked it. I wish... The show did what all the shows have done. Get you right to the point you wait the whole fucking episode for.
And then
in the episode. Right? I wanted Moon Knight the whole, like, a lot more than the 2 minutes we got at the end.
Yeah.
You know.
I mean, it's the build up to it. And I think a lot of it, too, is there's a lot of people out there, I think, like us, who have no idea.
Yeah.
Like, we're like, well, who the fuck's Moon Knight? Let's find out. So I think they're building it up to let us know who they are. Because like Amber the whole time's like asking questions. I'm like, I don't know. I'm seeing the exact same shit you are. Shut up.
Yeah, I was getting it from Toby and Araya too. No, what? Fuck, I don't know.
I don't know. I'm just seeing it now too.
Your guess is as good as mine, you know?
Yeah.
So, no, pretty good. Again, looking forward to seeing what they do with it.
I'm too. I want to see where it goes. I want to see what it becomes. I mean, I think it's going to be pretty good. And I like that actor. I mean, I've really only seen him in Star Wars, but he was great. He was great in Star Wars.
Yeah. What else did I recently? It was another. I think it was him. It was him or Mando. I thought it was him. Because that's. What's his name? Poe Dameron's who he plays in Star Wars.
Yeah.
What's his real name?
Oscar Isaac.
That's right. I'm trying to remember what. I swear it was him.
Was he in Dune? I haven't seen Dune yet, but
I haven't seen the new Dune yet either. Really makes me mad now that I look at his IMDb because he's the same age I am, and I look 30 years older.
He's gonna be in Metal Gear Solid as Solid Snake.
He was in Ex Machina.
The Addams Family 2. He was Gomez's voice. That makes sense.
Yeah.
He was in Dune. He was Atreides in Dune. I got to watch that someday.
Yeah, I haven't gotten around to it either.
No. Well, and it's one of those things. Because I'll be honest, and this is something, and I know this is going to be, this is blasphemy, but I decided to go back and watch the Christopher Nolan Batman movies again. I don't like Christian Bale at all.
Oh, there is something so wrong with you?
like at all. I mean, I'll be honest. I put like Val Kilmer above him at this point. I don't know what it was. The second movie, Heath Ledger, everybody else. I freaking loved every other part of that movie. But every time Christian Bale was on the screen, I wanted to throat punch him.
What the hell is wrong with you?
I don't know what it was. It was especially when he would be Batman. He's like, and the fucking voice that he was doing, I just wanted to fucking throat punch him. Like, knock that frog out of his throat while he was talking.
Every one of them have done that, though, since the original.
Yeah, but the way he did it was just, I don't know. There was just something, especially the second movie. He went so, I don't know.
He was in X-Men Apocalypse. He was Apocalypse.
Okay. But yeah, like I said, I don't know what it was. I watched it on the plane, and then I finished watching the second movie while I was running on the treadmill. And I'm just like, the whole time, like I said, every other character I loved, but Christian Bale, I could do without it. I might even put Ben Affleck in front of him.
All right, guys, this is the last episode. what the fuck?
I don't like him. Like I said, I don't know, but I mean, I'll be honest, but Heath Ledger jumped up quite a bit watching it again. I mean, his portrayal of Joker, I mean, I'm not going to put him above Jack, but he's up there.
Oh, no, it was fantastic. Up. Yeah.
It was amazing. And I mean, even Two-Face, I mean, it was an amazing, you know, I don't think they did enough with it with Two-Face, but it was still an amazing rendition of it. I mean, he did such a great job. Everybody else, I mean, Liam Neeson, amazing in the first movie
as Roz, you know,
as Roz or Ghoul. But I mean, it was still just like Christian Bale. I just, for whatever reason, I don't like him.
Oh my god,
I don't like him.
Wow,
Robert Pattinson right now is probably my number, probably a tie for number two with him and Adam West. I still, Michael Keaton's still mine, but I think that's nostalgia. But Robert Pattinson, I thought, was freaking great.
Oh.
And above Christian Bale by far.
Wow.
Like I said, blasphemy, I know, but.
Wow.
Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah.
I don't even know where to go with that. Oh.
I mean, Moon Knight's still good, though. I mean.
Oh, my God. I know because you have your pass, did you go see Morbius?
Not yet. Beach did. He went and saw him. I haven't yet. Me and Amber, hopefully, we've just been going like crazy since we got back from Texas and a bunch of other things going on. So
I haven't seen it, but I've heard it's just dog shit. I heard Sony's back to their old Spider-Man ways.
Yeah. Beach said it wasn't amazing, but it wasn't great. He did say Sonic 2 is freaking amazing, though.
Yeah, but that to me was never in question.
No, but Morbius, yeah. He said Morbius wasn't, no. He's like, if you have the pass, go see it, you know, use the pass. But if you had to pay for it, I'd say no.
Yeah, right. I'll probably check that one off my list. Yesterday, Doctor Strange 2 tickets went on sale.
I'll be going to that, like, probably Thursday.
Yeah, I'm going to see if I can't get in on another one of those fan fests and go, like, the Monday before.
Yeah. I don't know how the fucking hell Beach doesn't get on those. He works there.
Yeah.
But they don't do them in Bonnie Lake. That's the big problem, is the Bonnie Lake. Everyone forgets the Bonnie Lake one exists. So they get like some of they get nothing special because nobody even freaking remembers it's here. Like, I've never seen it packed. I went and saw, the most I've seen it packed is when we saw Spider-Man. And it was No Way Home. And that was the Thursday that it opened. And it was maybe like 75% of the theater was full.
Yeah. I think Issaquah is that way too, though. Right? It was pretty busy, but it wasn't sold out for The Batman.
Mm-hmm.
Right? And that was that fan fest thing. So that's even just announced as this IMAX theater is going to have it. Two, it is an IMAX theater, which typically gets a little more business because not every theater house has an IMAX in it.
Mm-hmm.
We went and saw both Deadpools on opening day at that theater. Deadpool 1, we saw opening day at that theater with 14 people.
Yikes. That's insane.
14 people. Like, yeah. The only movie that I've been to that was sold out there was Black Panther.
I can see that.
We went the Thursday night at, I don't know, 9 o'clock or whatever, like a later showing, and it was sold out.
Wow.
So.
Yeah, I don't know. So we're probably going to go see, I mean, I'll go see, you know, I got to see Doctor Strange, but I'll probably go see Morbius hopefully this weekend or something when we have time. But it's just been, like I said, we've been running around like mad trying to catch up with things once we got back from Texas. And yeah.
Yeah, I hear you. And then we leave again Monday. We're going to go camping or glamping our Sun Lake's cabin trip. So
Nice. Lucky. Yeah, we're going, which actually Amber didn't even think about it when she booked it. We're going Easter weekend. We're going to Ocean Shores for the weekend.
Oh, nice.
So, and it was all of a sudden my sister's like, oh yeah, we're having Easter on Saturday before Easter. And we looked at it, we're like, oh yeah, we're in Ocean Shores over Easter. Oops.
Oh.
But we're coming back in time to have dinner with Zoe and her family on Sunday. But
yeah, we're hosting this year. I'm not.
Ron. Oh. Yeah, sorry.
I said something to Ron the other day about it. And he's like, nope, not me, man. We're not going anywhere. Nobody's coming over. We're just hanging out. I'm like, you got room for one more? He goes, I just told you, no, like, we're not doing anything. Exactly. You got room for one more?
That's why I was like, all of a sudden, like, everyone's like, oh, are you coming over to Easter at my sister's? And I'm like, no, we're actually gone that weekend. And they're like, you what? Why? And I'm like, I don't know. Amber planned it. I'm good with it.
Yeah.
So, yeah. I will say this, though. When I was getting ready for Wednesday's show, last night's show, I listened to a lot of my old bits, and I was like, yeah, I can't use those.
Why?
It's just a lot of them. They just don't fit me anymore. It sounds bad to say it, but I'm just like, you know, I see where they were funny at a time, but I don't like them now. They don't fit my style anymore. And there was a couple that are probably a little problematic, but, you know, not too bad. It was more just like, they just don't fit and I didn't like them. So, but I did go back and I pulled the, you know, rewrote the one about the Bible, which actually went over great last night. So, but
yeah, I was hoping to end on the fart one, but I couldn't find a dollar store to go get Flarp and whoopee cushions.
Nice.
Yeah.
It was funny, too, because when I did I was listening to the old one. I used to, when I was talking about do the religious one, I would pop up and be like, hey, who do we have that's religious? And it was funny, like last night, you know, someone said something. I'm like, well, I normally say you're about to hate me, but if you're a Christian, you have to fucking love me, so fuck off.
That's a good way to go with it,
too. It's in the
Bible. Yeah?
It's in the Bible. You have to fucking love me. So yeah,
very true, very true. All right, well, you got Firehouse coming up.
I do, and it's a nice, it's a solid lineup. It's hosting is going to be Lynette Manning, which I haven't seen yet, but I keep hearing amazing things about her. And it was a, you know, Narn, you know, suggested her, and I trust Narn. I mean, it's fucking Narn. He's, you know, one of our oldest friends probably in comedy.
Yeah.
So when he says someone's good, I trust it. So, and then featuring is going to be Greg Beechler, which I've seen a couple times. He's really good. And then Narn is going to be the headliner. So, but
very cool.
I mean, if anybody out there who says Narn isn't a headliner, you can fuck off, because I've had him do over an hour at freaking Eden Claw and he freaking killed. So yeah. Cause I had someone tell me, Oh, you're going to have, he's not a closer. I'm like, bullshit. He's not a closer.
Yeah.
So yeah, he's a headliner.
Awesome. And that is, that's next Thursday.
That's the 14th,
so the 14th, yep, right?
Yeah. Next Thursday. So, and they are, I'm liking the Firehouse. I'm not sure if it's going to stay as a second Thursday of every month. We got to figure it out, because I guess they have pool leagues that sometimes come in on Thursdays. So we got to figure out. And after this show, we're going to talk and see if we're going to keep it as a second Thursday, or I'm going to try and see if I can get them to move it to the second Wednesday.
Yeah.
So.
Yeah. You don't want to combat with the pool league.
Yeah,
you'll piss somebody off, whether it's the pool league itself or whether it's the people that showed up for comedy, and they're going to come in and you're going to hear, and they're going to be like, well, we're not coming to this show no more.
And well, that was it, because we basically said that we won't do it on the same night as pool night. So they were trying to find a Thursday that, I guess there's like one Thursday a month they don't have it and whatever. So I'm like, yeah, so I'm just going to talk about possibly moving it to Wednesday. So I prefer the Wednesday shows anyway.
Yeah.
So, no.
All right, guys. Well, that is next Thursday, Firehouse and Ording, free o charge, Taco Thursday.
Yes,
as you've so bragged about numerous times.
Because it's great tacos, man. They make some great food there, and they make good drinks. I mean, it's a really nice little bar. It's a nice little bar. I like it. So
very nice, very nice. All right, guys. So with all that being said, remember to be excellent to each other.
Hug the ones you love.
And we will see you next week.
See you later.